since we mentioned KJ Martin and a guy who can play 3, 4, 5, another guy who can play multiple positions and is the ultimate utility guy or has been for this team the last few years is Jayshon Tate. And he hasn't been around, obviously, with the injury. What is the impact? I wanted to get into this with you last week, but we just didn't have time. But figure we could ask the question now. What is the impact of being without Jayshon Tate? How do you feel like that's impacted this team? And what do you feel like they're getting back once he's finally ready to get back?
So I wrote about this at sportsradio610.com last week. And, you know, I asked a couple guys about it. And the one thing Kevin Porter Jr. said is that he's their leader. Like, they need their leader, and they don't have that right now. So that's kind of one of the intangible aspects of what they miss without him. On the floor and from a basketball sense, they miss a lot. And I don't think people understand just how much that he does for them just because he doesn't put up the big stats. But, you know, he's a guy who, like you said, he can play. He's basically played every single position for them. He's played all five. He can guard all five. The shooting obviously has gotten better, or I think it's supposed to have gotten better over the summer. But he settles everything down for them on both ends of the floor. And we've talked about the turnovers and how the turnovers have been really bad for the most part this season, especially over the last couple of weeks. It was a little bit better yesterday. But you can point to his absence as a big reason why the turnovers are the way that they are. Because he is a guy who can handle the ball a little bit. He can run the offense a little bit. He's not going to do it every time down, but it is something that he has the ability to do because he was a guard in college at Ohio State. And they asked him a couple of years ago when guys were hurt, like, hey, we need you to be the point guard. And so he was able to do that for them. So they lose the leadership. They lose some of the ball handling. They lose some of the decision-making. And that's just at the offensive end. And then defensively, it's just his ability to guard anyone. And again, get them organized on that end of the floor also. So they lose a lot. This is a very young team, obviously. And while this is just Tate's third year in the league, he is one of their most experienced guys out there. And so it's been a big loss. And it's one of those losses that you don't really feel until he's not out there.
Yeah, Adam, the thing I really love about his entire profile, or at least respect and admire about it, is that leadership, that intangible leadership that you talk about, really feels like, you tell me if you see what I mean here, but it really feels like it translates into his game. Like the leadership that he provides, sort of the maturity, the calmness, translates into the decision-making on the court. Like he's just a steady... Mm-hmm. You know, and wise, maybe beyond his years. He's not exactly young, but, you know, was an older rookie a couple of years ago. But you know what I mean? Like, sort of the wiser, steadier, mature. Like, let's be honest about this, man. This is a team that needs as much maturity elements to it as it can get. And Jayshon Tate is probably the prime example, the best example of that, of providing that. And has really been that. I mean, you remember this. The pandemic year was his rookie year, right? I'm pretty sure, yeah. He stepped up as a leader even then. Like when things started to get a little bit dicey in the locker room and the team was sort of falling apart, and Jayshon Tate, the rookie, an older rookie albeit, but the rookie still was somebody that was willing to speak up and kind of take on a leadership role. And he's only really just continued that in the couple of years after that. So, like, that to me really stands out, that, like, he's like that in the locker room, or sort of is at least respected in that way or thought of in that regard by his peers, his teammates. And then when you watch him on the floor, like the actual basketball element of it, he's hustling, he's guarding anybody, he's making the smart pass, he's cutting, he's really just doing everything that a star player doesn't, but a role player is supposed to do, like a star role player would do, he's doing. So I think that's one element that I really admire about it. Like the intangible and the tangible sort of mirror each other, if that makes sense.
And Kevin Porter Jr. said to me, he is, if not the most important player in the organization, he's the second most important player in the organization. So that tells you just what his teammates think of him and how much his teammates like and respect him. And I'll never forget, after the All-Star break last year, they had a bunch of guys who went to they weren't All-Stars, but they played in the rookie sophomore game. Tate was one of those guys. Şengün was one of those guys. Jalen Green was one of those guys. and Josh Christopher was there as well. And that was the big NBA 75 weekend. And so after they come back from the break, Steven Silas has those four guys come up and he asked them, who was the most impressive guy that you saw this weekend? And basically everyone said Michael Jordan, except for Alperen Şengün, who said Jayshon Tate. Like, that's how much Tate is really respected within that locker room. And there's a reason why. He was a constant for them, like you said, in that first year. He only missed two games, and he missed two games that year because of a botched COVID test. Last year, he played 78 out of 82 games. I mean, he's just been a constant force in there. And so to not have him has really been a detriment to how this season has started.
How do they figure that out? Adam, I'm curious, and maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but how do they figure that out once, like, I guess, how does the rotation flesh out, do you think, once he comes back?
I don't know. Because, I really don't know.
Because, I mean, we're talking about all these other guys who have been impressive and play a myriad of positions, you know, two or three positions, as Tate does. Like, how does that thing shake out, man?
They played nine guys last night. That doesn't include – they did not play Garrison Matthews. They did not play Josh Christopher. Jayshon Tate and Bruno Fernando were hurt. You figure that when Fernando and Tate come back, they're going to play. So I don't know how everything works out with the minutes. Tate, it's going to be a while before Tate is back. And this will be something that we probably get into in the future, but what happens when Fernando comes back with some of the rotation decisions? So I don't know how the minutes are going to work out. That's the tough part about having as many young guys as they have, is that you've got to try and figure out a way to get them on the floor, and it's just not easy to do.
Yeah, well, and especially at those positions, like, there's not, and how those guys are performing right now, there's not exactly somebody that you want, that you're like motivated to displace, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, because KJ obviously is playing great, and even Garuba, like, you want, you're like, okay, let's see more of that at the very least, until knock on wood it's a disaster, and then it makes it a lot easier of a decision. But that's what makes it hard right now. There's not a wing slash big or hybrid combination of the two either way that is just easy to displace and just insert Tate in there, even though we've just spoken to his importance, if that makes sense. You know, like, as much as you want to develop these other guys, you actually need, as you've spoken to at length here, you need Tate out there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you got to so now I think kind of like balance the, like, do you need Garuba out there, or is it a somewhat of a luxury because you're in this development phase of like watching him develop, you know, the fact that you got guys that are out right now and you can play him these minutes, you know? But like, do you need him out there, or do you need Tate? I guess the question is, like, what are you trying to accomplish at a given moment? You know, are you trying to go out there and be competitive and win the game? Are you trying to give the job to the guy that has the most respect in the locker room? You know, or are you, you know, seeing what you got in some of your younger guys, you know? And I say all that, Tate's one of your younger guys, you know, only in his, what, third year in the league. So, yeah, that's an interesting one. Definitely.
Yeah, it's really hard. I think that's the hardest thing that they have to try and figure out, is A, developing these guys, and B, getting them minutes to where they have the opportunity to show that what they can do. And I don't think that's easy to balance out. Plus, you are, at the end of the day, you are trying to win basketball games. I mean, that's what this is. That's what professional basketball is that you are trying to win games. You might not be trying as hard as some of the other teams to win games, but once the game tips off, you are trying to win it. So I don't know. I think that's one of the toughest things that they have to balance between now and the rest of the season, is getting looks, getting guys minutes, keeping guys happy, because I think that was one of the issues that KJ Martin had was that he didn't know exactly what his clear role was with the team. It feels like he has one now, but that could change depending on what happens when Tate comes back.